You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Monday, February 9th, 2026. Florida, the Sunshine State, is a heavyweight in natural gas consumption. Published by Housley Carr. Florida is the nation's fourth largest consumer of natural gas, but unlike the three states ahead of it, Texas, Louisiana, and California, the Sunshine State produces virtually no gas of its own. And get this, Florida's gas consumption has tripled over the past 25 years, mostly due to the development of nearly 30 gigawatts of new gas-fired power plants. That build-out spurred the expansion of existing gas pipelines and the construction of new ones. In today's RBN blog, we examine Florida's remarkable growth and whether additional pipeline capacity might be needed. This is an awesome time of year to go to Florida, so long as you're okay with alligators, long lines at Walt Disney World, and $38 hamburgers. Hurricane season is long past, the weather is balmy, and February is one of the driest months, so the odds are good that your round of golf or afternoon at the beach won't be marred by a nasty thunderstorm. If you haven't visited in a few years, you'll be amazed at how crowded it is. The state is now home to more than 24 million, up from 16 million in 2000, and during the winter months, snowbirds from up north swell the population by a million or so, and shorter-term tourists add another half a mil, mostly in Orlando and along the coasts. All that growth, and the shift away from coal-fired generation to other sources, has helped to transform Florida's energy profile, especially gas. Back in 2000, the state's natural gas consumption averaged just under 1.5 BCF per day. By 2024-25, usage had 3x to more than 4.6 BCF per day. Gas consumption there is heavily weighted toward power generation. As shown in Figure 1 of the blog, an astonishing 87% is now used to fuel gas-fired combined cycle and combustion turbine units. The state's electric utilities have been building with abandon, mostly to keep pace with the double-headed monster of population growth and air conditioning demand. The rest is split between industrial use and residential/commercial. As we said in the introduction to today's blog, Florida's electric utilities, led by Florida Power and Light, FPL, and Duke Energy Florida, have been on a gas plant construction binge for many years now, adding an average of more than 1 gigawatt of new gas-fired capacity a year since the turn of the century. Utilities also have been adding a lot of solar. On an annual average basis, the state's gas generation fleet consumes about 4 BCF per day, but, as you would expect, there is a strong seasonality to that use. During the summer months, especially July and August, when a potent combo of heat and humidity pushes many Floridians to the edge of sanity, power plant gas use typically averages about 5 BCF per day, or about 50% more than what's consumed during the winter months, when AC demand is much less intense. The pipeline networks that transport gas to Florida from the Gulf Coast and, more recently, from Appalachia, have been expanding in fits and starts since the turn of the century. Florida Gas Transmission, co-owned by Kinder Morgan and Energy Transfer, is an interstate system whose initial run from Texas to Florida came online way back in 1959-60. FGT has been expanded several times over the intervening decades. It currently has more than 5,400 miles of pipe, including 3,000 plus miles within Florida, and a capacity of as much as 3.7 BCF per day. The system's most recent expansion was the East-West Project, which added 275 million cubic feet per day of bidirectional capacity via looping or construction of a parallel pipeline in central Florida's Osceola and Polk counties in 2019. FGT continues to supply about half of Florida's gas needs. The state's other two major long-haul delivery systems are the 1.3 BCF per day Gulfstream natural gas system and the 1 BCF per day Sable Trail pipeline. Gulfstream, an undersea facility co-owned by Williams Coes and Enbridge, was the first major interstate gas pipeline to Florida in more than 40 years when it started operation as a 1.1 BCF per day conduit from Pascagoula, Mississippi, to Port Manatee, Florida, in 2002. Two extensions of the now 745-mile pipeline to Palm Beach County on Florida's Atlantic coast in 2005-08 coincided with a 200 million cubic feet per day expansion of Gulfstream's capacity to its current 1.3 BCF per day. With Florida's demand for gas rising steadily through the 2010s, and with gas production in the Marcellus Utica taking off, the trio of Enbridge, with a 50% stake, FPL, 42.5%, and Duke Energy Florida, 7.5%, developed the 515-mile Sable Trail pipeline. which runs from an interconnection with Williams Transcontinental Gas Pipeline, see Don't Stop Believin', in West Central Alabama's Tallapoosa County, Alabama, and flows to the Central Florida Hub in Osceola County, Florida. The pipeline's 830 million cubic feet per day Phase 1 began service in June 2017, and the 170 million cubic feet per day Phase 2, which expanded Sable Trail's capacity to 1 BCF per day, started up in May 2020. FPL and Duke are the anchor shippers. The pipeline's owners have been planning a 76 million cubic feet per day Phase 3 expansion of Sable Trail for several years now, and finally expect to complete it in Q2 2027. The other major addition to Florida's gas grid over the past several years is FPL's Florida Southeast Connection, a 126-mile, 640 million cubic feet per day pipeline from the Central Florida Hub, the terminus of Sable Trail mentioned just above, to FPL's Martin County Generating Station, where the utility operates about 2,200 megawatts of gas-fired combined cycle capacity. Like Sable Trail, the Florida Southeast Connection came online in June 2017. 2 years later, FPL added a 5-mile lateral to its then-new Okeechobee Station, which has 1,720 megawatts of combined cycle capacity. We should note here that most of Florida's gas-fired plants were designed and built to run on other fuels, typically diesel, when gas is not available. Figure 3 in the blog shows gas flows into Florida on the three main pipelines into the state: FGT, Gulfstream, and Sable Trail. Each of the three systems appears to have ample capacity during the shoulder and winter months, but approach their capacity during the peak summer demand periods. As for the sources of Florida's natural gas supply, that's a complicated story. Generally speaking, FGT, the largest pipeline system into the state by far, gets the vast majority of its gas from onshore production from Texas, mostly the Eagleford, Louisiana, including the Haynesville, Mississippi, and Alabama. The Gulfstream system, in turn, receives its gas from a combination of offshore and onshore Gulf Coast production, with some of the latter delivered from Transco. Sable Trail supply is tied almost exclusively to Transco and includes a mix of Gulf Coast and Appalachia gas. As we most recently discussed in our drill-down report on Marcellus Utica production and takeaway capacity, Williams has been undertaking a series of projects aimed at increasing Transco's ability to move more Appalachia gas south. These include the Alabama-Georgia Connector and the Alabama-focused Southeast Energy Connector, both of which were completed in 2025. We should point out, however, that most of the Marcellus Utica gas moving south on Transco is used by power generation and other customers in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. At least a couple of other things are worth noting here. One involves Kinder Morgan, which is planning projects that over the next 2 or 3 years would allow more gas to move south/southwest from Appalachia on its Tennessee Gas Pipeline, TGP, then east/southeast across Mississippi on its planned Mississippi Crossing Pipeline, and east from there on the soon-to-be-expanded southern leg of Kinder's Southern Natural Gas System, SONET. That 1.3 BCF per day expansion is called the South System Expansion 4 Project, SSE4, see Family Affair for more. The southeastern edge of SONET extends into the northeastern corner of Florida, near Jacksonville. And then there's Boardwalk Pipeline's Kosciuszko Junction Project, aka Kosci Junction, which as soon as 2028 would enable 1.175 BCF per day of supply to reach southeast customers off the company's Greenville Lateral. Gulf South will acquire the Greenville Lateral from Texas Gas upon the project's in-service and source supply from the Texas Gas System and interconnections with Texas Eastern Transmission and Columbia Gulf Transmission, CGT, system out of the Marcellus Utica. Gulf South extends into the western edge of the Florida Panhandle and FPL, which serves that part of the state, as well as a much larger region on the peninsula, has contracted for 200 million cubic feet per day of capacity on Kosci Junction. The only question now is, will Florida's utilities need additional gas pipeline capacity beyond what's already in place or under development? Seminole Electric Cooperative, the statewide co-op group, is building a 575 megawatts combined cycle plant in Pasco County that is scheduled to come online by the end of this year and be served by FGT. Also, JEA, the municipally owned utility in Jacksonville, plans to build a 675 megawatts combined cycle plant by 2031. The utility has gas connections with both the FGT and SONET systems. The state's two largest investor-owned utilities, FPL and Duke Energy Florida, each are planning to add at least several hundred megawatts of new gas-fired capacity, but not until the 2030s. Instead, their primary focus is on adding many thousands of megawatts of new solar generation. Florida was written by Taylor Swift and Florence Welch and appears as the eighth song on Taylor Swift's 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department. The song features Swift with the English band Florence and the Machine. Swift wrote the song with the band's lead singer, Florence Welch. The power pop song is about fleeing to Florida to escape life's troubles. Swift and Welch performed the song live 4 times in 2024. It was recorded at Conway Recording in Los Angeles, Electric Lady in New York City, Esplanade in New Orleans, and Malaco in London, with Swift and Jack Antonoff producing. It was released as a single in April 2024 and went to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. Personnel on the record were Taylor Swift, vocals, Florence Welch and the Machine, vocals, piano, drums, percussion, Jack Antonoff, bass, cello, drums, guitars, keyboards, programming, and Emily Jean Stone, oddities. The Tortured Poets Department was recorded in 2023-24 at Conway Recording in Los Angeles, Electric Lady in New York City, Esplanade in New Orleans, Long Pond in Hudson Valley, Malaco in London, and Rue Boyer A in Paris. It was produced by Taylor Swift, Jack Antonoff, Aaron Dessner, and Patrick Berger. The songs are autobiographical sketches of life among breakups, fame, grief, romantic encounters, and emotional turmoil. Released in April 2024, it went to number 1 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has been certified 8X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 3 singles were released from the LP. Taylor Swift is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer. Known for her autobiographical songs, she is the highest-grossing live music artist and the wealthiest female music artist in the music business. Swift started her professional career as a country music artist and released her debut album, Taylor Swift, in 2006. She transitioned from country to pop music with her 2014 studio album, 1989. She has released 12 studio albums, 4 live albums, 32 compilation albums, 5 EPs, and 64 singles and has sold more than 200 million records worldwide. Swift has won 8 ACM Awards, 2 Brit Awards, 12 CMA Awards, 14 Grammy Awards, and 30 MTV Video Music Awards, and is now a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She has appeared in 6 motion pictures and 6 documentaries and continues to record and tour. Swift's latest studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, was released in October 2025 and has sold more than 4 million copies worldwide.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.